This is Ruth Greenblatt with the November 2016 UCSF Senate Executive Council Report. Item 1, Academic Council. The UC Regents have requested an assessment of professional school supplemental tuition and a revision of the policy governing these. On a positive note, the policy now is intended to cover multiple years versus the current single-year approval. The supplemental tuition must be related to costs of education, not determined by decreases in state support. The assessment is to include some consideration of comparators. On a personal note, comparing UC professional school tuition to other state schools without considering the extent to which the particular state offsets cost of education may be problematic. We are asked to comment on the proposed policy and request for review. The final policy is due in January for intended presentation to the regents in March. Item 2, Division Meeting Affiliations. The report of the Affiliations Task Force to the division went well, with good interaction between the panel and the audience. The written report, which is excellent, is posted on the Senate website. Apparently, UCSF has several options for writing in specifics regarding standard of care into a final agreement with any affiliate. Interestingly, I attended a summit on women's health leaders in internal medicine right after the division meeting, and several commented on affiliations with religious hospitals that their institution had. And in summary, they said that these are problematic even when various fixes are applied. Often patients have to be scuttled back and forth between sections of hospitals or facilities that have differing policies. UCSF will now conduct a follow-up process to update rules that govern affiliation agreements. Additionally, at the division meeting, the chancellor mentioned that 85% of funds that have been raised in the last 3 years went to fund people and not bricks and mortar. And he planning to send us information related to this, which certainly was different than my understanding. And I think we'll all be interested in seeing that information. Could be quite enlightening. Item 3, the Space Committee, which I've decided is the ultimate frontier. The Academic Planning and Budget Committee met on October 25th and then reported back in October a request that the division not include formation of a space committee in the consent calendar. This request was agreed to, and then no time was available at the division meeting for new business, so it was not discussed. APNB noted overlap in responsibilities between APNB and space, and they would now like rules and jurisdiction to weigh in on this. Additionally, APB gets regular updates on space from campus administrators. Historically, the UCSF division had a space committee, and when this work was quieter, space was rolled in as an APB subgroup. Originally, we proposed splitting space out again, perhaps for a few years, because of the level of space planning occurring at UCSF, very active. Additionally, administration had not deferred to APNB for faculty input into space planning when the 2012 UCSF space policy was formulated and in planning Mission Hall. Faculty representation on those groups was included in 2012, but the reps were not chosen by the Senate and all were bench researchers. The Senate had been informed after the 2012 policy was finalized and after Mission Hall was planned. Thus, the UCSF division had taken steps to advocate for much more active and representative faculty input into space planning at UCSF, including assigning Senate reps to each of the campus's many space committees, including operations, planning oversight, and committees for specific buildings. The chair of APNB was placed on the top campus space planning committee, and other committees' chairs participated on the other space-related committees. In an effort to coordinate all these space reps and to share insights, we proposed once again splitting off a space committee. There is no reason that APNB members could not participate on this committee. Also, having a space committee would facilitate recruitment of new members who are specifically interested in space and leave APNB with capacity for the numerous other budget-related UCSF issues. However, the increase in size of the Senate rep pool, the reporting directly to the executive committee, and better coordination of Senate reps was proposed with a freestanding space committee, since the effort devoted to space by AP&B varied with the interest of the chair and the extent to which other budgetary matters required her or his attention. Last item, faculty retention. Joel Dimsdale is interested in data on the attrition of faculty and any examples of faculty who were lured away from the UCs. Historically, his interest has been focused on clinicians. Please send any information you may have to me or Kathy Yang, who's chair of the Clinical Affairs Committee. See you on Thursday.